Kristalina Georgieva has the full confidence of the executive board of the International Monetary Fund as its managing director. That was the conclusion after an investigation into whether Georgieva had helped manipulate data to boost China's standing in a high-profile report when she was chief executive of the World Bank. The findings come on the first day of the IMF's annual meetings in Washington, or I should say came. First day of those meetings was yesterday. Netflix has reportedly suspended three employees for crashing an executive meeting to protest a new Dave Chappelle comedy special, The Closer. One of those employees, senior software engineer Tara Field, identifies as queer and trans and had tweeted that Chappelle attacks the trans community in his special. Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos defended the company in a memo to employees obtained by Variety, writing, quote, "We don't allow titles on Netflix that are designed to incite hate or violence, and we don't believe The Closer crosses that line." Meanwhile, Jacqueline Moore, co-showrunner on Netflix's Dear White People, said she won't work with the company on future projects because of The Closer's, quote, "blatantly and dangerously transphobic content." Lego will stop labeling its toys as being for boys or girls, pushing to eliminate gender stereotypes. The move was partly in response to a global survey the Danish toy maker commissioned, which found that parents in particular are still influenced by gendered ideas around career. Researchers at the Gina Davis Institute on Gender in Media, who conducted the study, found that parents from seven countries were more likely to say male when asked which gender comes to mind when thinking of scientists. Just as one example, California Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday signed into law a bill that will require gender-neutral toy sections in large retailers. In another point of news on that particular front.